Are we home?
No, not yet. Thank goodness. We were talking, Mrs. Williams, about school. And I think I had just asked you how far in school you went.
I guess I must have went to about the eighth, about the ninth.
Yeah, you think you went through that school in the ninth grade. Did you go on to high school of any kind?
No.
Okay. Now, what did you do when you left school? Did you go right to work somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you work?
At Clemson.
Well, you worked at Clemson also.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do at Clemson?
Housework.
Housework. So you both worked at Clemson. You did laundry and housework. Mm-hmm. Your father worked with the farm barn.
Mm-hmm.
Your brothers worked there, too. So
mm-hmm.
your family, it seems to me, as if did a lot of work for Clemson, University.
That's
so
right.
You're a real Clemson University family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seen, he was so young when he went to work. He couldn't even put the things over the horse head. You know.
He couldn't reach over. He was so young. My goodness. Worked out all his life, and he started so little
mm-hmm.
that he could hardly reach over
That's
to do the horses. My goodness. Did anybody in your family go to college by any chance?
No.
Do you know who the first person was that went to college, or did you have, say, in the younger ones, maybe, any grandchildren?
Lucille,
you have college graduates?
Yeah. Good men. Granddaughters.
Oh, granddaughters have gone, sure. Did any of your children go to college? Or has it just been grandchildren? How about yours, Mrs. Greer?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. Speaking of children.
Oh, I've got a grandson who's going to be in college now.
Oh, he does? Where does he go? Where does he go?
Oh, he goes over to Clemson now.
Oh, okay.
Michael.
So both of you had grandchildren who have gone on to college, but there was no one of your generation
mm-hmm.
that did. Okay. Did your family have books at home? Do you remember some? If you had any books?
Yeah, they would have books.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother and father, even though you don't remember about their schooling, did either one of them read? Do you remember that?
They could
both read. So they obviously had gone to school somewhere or gotten some learning.
Mm-hmm.
They could read. Could they both write?
Yes, ma'am.
They could. Okay. What about newspapers and magazines in your home? Do you remember? Did you take a local newspaper? No, not that you remember. Any magazines?
No.
Okay. Did your teachers ever talk about Black history when you all were little? Generally, they started later, and
mm-hmm.
I just wondered if either one. Were your schools different from the white schools at that time? Do you know of any differences? Uh-huh. Well, one thing, I know the length of school year you were telling me is a lot shorter than I think any white school was running a longer school year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about materials or books?
No.
Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community at all? Okay. We'll stop with someone else. Mrs. Greer, according to notes that I have, your family was one of the first Black landowners in Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an older Brewster couple that worked for Thomas Clemson.
That's right.
And you were indicating to me, up the street, is this right? He owned that house up the street all the way at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that house was the very first house that was
mm-hmm.
built on this street.
Mm-hmm.
So the street was named for him. Right, after him, even back then. So we're talking about when you all were born, you really were born in Calhoun. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This was not Clemson until
mm-hmm.
when?
No, that's right.
When did it become Clemson? In the 50s?
I think so.
So when you were growing up, this was the town of Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. My mind is dumb here. I wasn't thinking about that. So you all were really raised in Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was said that an older, that man, the one who built that house, worked for Thomas Clemson. Do you have any pictures of him or any pictures of Fort Hill or pictures of him with Thomas Clemson? It was supposed to be photographs, and I just wondered if you had any.
Well, they runs them somewhere over at Clemson.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know where to ask of his pictures.
Maybe they're in the Calhoun house?
I don't know, but they tell us about the ones such as 66 kind, but we don't ever get to see them.
Uh-huh.
They said they have my mother's picture and some of my grandparents' pictures, but we don't ever get to see them.
Their picture looks your family. And they're over at Clemson at the university, but you haven't seen them. Have you seen them, Mrs. Williams? But you just know they're there. They're pictures that they had and kept, I guess. Yeah. These are your mother. And your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Oh, what about your father, too? Have you been any pictures of him?
But they never say they're seen out here, but they say my mother and my grandparents.
Uh-huh. Why would your mother have been photographed? Did she?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I was just wondering, curious. What was she doing?
I was wondering, too, because she's the fruit of my marriage, but I just wondered what she did at the university, why she was
in
the picture.
But she didn't worry.
Uh-huh. That's right. You told me earlier she didn't work. Maybe she was with them one time when the picture was taken. She just happened to be with them or something. Yeah, could be. Okay. But you don't have any of these photographs yourself. Okay. When you were small, did your older relatives belong to any organizations like a fraternal society or a burial society or a sewing club or anything that you know of? Okay. Probably too busy working. How about voting? Do you remember who the first family member of your family was to vote? Mm-hmm. Do you remember when either of you voted, or is that not a big highlight in your life? Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? Do you have any idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever hear of any differences between people who had been slaves or free persons? I said, when the war was over, did you ever hear of any differences between the people who had been slaves and those who were free persons? Did you ever hear anything about that? Did your older relatives tell either of you about the way white people treated blacks? Did you ever hear anything about that, Mrs. Greer?
Mm-hmm.
No, that wasn't. What about you? Not discussed. You didn't talk about how white people treated blacks, or did they ever warn you about white people? Either one of you?
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever tell you to be careful, or that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about lynching? Did you ever hear of a lynching when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Mm-hmm. Who was lynched?
Green. Only Senator from Greenwood to back up and live. I think his name was Green.
Green.
That's the only one I think I remember.
Yeah, you remember just this man Green over in that area that way. Okay. Did you hear anything of the circumstances or what happened to him or anything? Okay. How about the law? Did the law treat you any different when you were little, or your parents? Y'all probably didn't come up against the law. You were good people, right?
Yeah.
How about in your family? How did married couples, was your father the boss, or were they?
They just went hands in hand.
They worked hand in hand together, fairly equal? A good working relationship together.
That's right.
Okay, so there wasn't one boss or anything. They worked hand in hand. Probably equally with how they treated you, your children. Do you remember anything about that, about their treatment of you or feelings when you were little?
No. Everybody was treated alike.
That's good. Do you remember any of your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with white men or anything like that? Okay. When you were little, did black people treat mulattoes any differently, or did you know anything about that? Was there any feeling about people of lighter color versus people of dark color? No, not to your knowledge. Okay. Were you ever aware of people who passed for white? Okay. And did you know anybody with Indian blood around here? Okay. When you were little, how often would you go to, here you lived here in Calhoun, Did you go very often to Greenville or Anderson?
I didn't.
You didn't, did you, Mrs. Williams? Neither one. Too small. Did your father ever go?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if he went with, what were the reasons for his trips, but you don't even remember his going that much. Okay. Did you know of opportunities in those two communities that were available that you couldn't find here in Calhoun? Okay. What kind of celebrations did you hold? Did you have, did you celebrate 4th of July?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
They do it now, though.
Yeah, but you all didn't. You didn't have a 4th of July picnic or anything, or parades, or were there any, ever, did you ever see a parade when you were small? Never saw one, huh?
We would go to Texas if I
wanted. You would go to
Texas? I went to Anderson to a parade once.
Oh, you did,
but
Mrs. Greer.
But I don't know what kind it was.
But you didn't go to Anderson?
Don't ask me what kind it was. But, you know, our dad was the first day, in this community, owned a car.
Your father was the first one to own a car? Well, that's real interesting. And when was that?
Oh, I don't know.
But he had a car, and that was the first in this community.
Yeah, it was a Ford.
It was a Ford? What color was it, black?
Black.
My
I
goodness.
I remember the color.
Oh. And were you small when this happened?
Yeah, I'm sure I was.
Uh-huh. So he had a Ford.
Yeah.
And he used that to go to work at the farm barn?
That's right. I don't know about that.
Uh-huh.
But I remember when I was in the barn, he carried us back and forth sometimes to work.
Uh-huh.
So I must have not been too young.
Yeah.
I was working.
You were working already. But you started working, you said, fairly young.
Yeah,
that's right. But that's interesting. They had a car. He was the first one in this neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
First one in probably several neighborhoods, right?
Yeah, I know in this part.
Uh-huh. What about this neighborhood? There's several nice houses here, and it is named Brewster for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Have these houses been here quite a while? Do you know who built them? But they've been here quite a while then. This has been a neighborhood for a long time, I get the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
A very nice neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you all have been raised right here.
Mm-hmm.
So you were fairly close to things, being here and close to the university. And you remember a parade, but you remember what kind? Whether it was like a circus parade? How did you get to Anderson? Did you go by car that time?
I don't know, baby. I don't know.
You thought of the car, didn't you? Did you drive? Did your daddy? No, no, not you. Did your daddy drive?
I don't know how I got there.
You got there somehow, and you saw a parade.
Yes, yeah, I remember seeing one.
I bet you, Miss Williams, you remember any parades in Anderson?
No.
That's great, then.
Okay.
That must have been your first parade.
Yeah, I'm sure in the last two.
In the last one, too. Well, that's a shame. I'll have to start a parade for you. Come to the Seneca House. What holidays were important? Did you celebrate Christmas, for instance?
Well, I tell you, you want me to tell you the truth?
Tell me the truth, yes, ma'am.
We were in the laundry. We didn't celebrate no day.
You worked at the laundry every day.
Frank Dillon.
What was his name?
Frank Dillon.
Frank Dillon. He had you working every day.
Yes,
was
ma'am.
He a hard taskmaster?
Yes, ma'am.
He was. He was white, too, I bet, right?
He was.
Right. Was he hard to get along with?
Oh, with us, he was.
Was he really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You see, he didn't have no sitting on peaks and things like that, but... You know, we could see, I guess, through him better than you see him through his dad.
Right.
He had them, honey.
He had what?
Hard way to go sometimes.
Yeah, you said you could see through him. What did he do?
Well, I mean, you know, we could see his, see through him better than you see him through his dad.
Uh-huh.
So. He was all right.
Did he think he was easier than he was?
Mm-hmm.
Did he think he was nicer than he was?
Well, he was nice. He was nice, but he, you know, everybody got their ways, you know.
But they got paid, but it was strict. It was hard work.
Oh,
is that what you mean?
We worked over there, honey. We worked over there for, I think, $1 a day. And we worked day and night over there, honey.
You worked $1 a day. And what time in the morning would you start?
8 to whenever we get to, honey.
Oh, my. You mean sometimes it was like in the evening?
Yeah.
What'd you do about meals? Did you have any?
Some of them getting meals from his home, you know.
Uh-huh. Or did you bring them? Did you sometimes bring your lunch or supper?
I carry mine.
You carry yours all the time? Did you carry enough of supper in case you had to stay late?
No, If we had to stay late, I think they would give us a little something.
They would. But this was a dollar no matter how long you stayed.
Oh.
And you worked every day?
Every day.
Monday through Saturday? You didn't work Sundays too, though, did you? No, had Sundays off.
We used to have days, you know, when the army was over there. So much sickness and everything.
Uh-huh.
They worked some Sundays over there. I wasn't working at that time.
Now, you're talking about sickness. Would that have been that epidemic, do you think, when I was asking? What sickness was that?
Flu. I think the flu was going on.
I bet you that was that flu epidemic I asked you about earlier.
Yeah.
That was the flu epidemic, and a lot of them were sick that were in the military part.
Oh.
There was a military school there, wasn't there? Part of Calhoun, of Clemson at that time?
Clemson. Oh, that was Clemson.
Uh-huh. University now. And they were, some of them were in, it was an agriculture military school, so some of them were in uniform.
Yeah, that's right.
You say some of them were sick with that flu?
Yeah, they were, I was waiting for the laundry at that time, but the laundry had to run to get on the clothes and everything.
Now, when you talk about laundry, did you do everything, their clothes, sheets, towels? Everything the students would wear or use? Linens and clothing and everything, underclothes?
Yeah, everything.
Did you have to press everything, too?
Yeah, they have. And pressing.
Did you have a big pressing iron?
Iron stand? Machine, pressing machine.
Big pressing machine. What did you wash the clothes in?
Oh, the old things. Heels, used to call it. Dry house. They had everything.
Dry, when you're talking about big wheels, like big buckets and stuff, you put the clothes on? No, describe it to me, because I can't picture what you washed them in.
They were great big old things go over like that.
Oh, tumbling.
Yeah.
Great big machines that tumble the clothes.
They tumble, but they had tubes, you know, to wash them in. This great big thing.
Big tubs. And what did you all have to do, put the clothes in and take?
No, they had men do the washing.
Oh, men did the washing. Mm-hmm. So what did the women do, the pressing?
They would do mangling and shaking out and ironing shirts.
What's mangling?
That's carrying the sheets through a mangle, walk through a machine to iron.
Oh, uh-huh. So you mangled and ironed. That's what the women did.
Iron shirts.
Uh-huh.
I think it was about 4 or 5, but hand on one shirt.
My goodness.
And this cuff, and then somebody next one taking iron the sleeve, the other one, iron the cuff and the neck.
Uh-huh.
Next one to do the sleeve, and then the next one do the back, do the front, and do the back. And then you touch them up, then the fold. All that panel from one shirt.
All that for one shirt. My goodness. It seems like quite an operation. Now, do you think this was, when you first started, you said you were young and you were born in 1907, Mrs. Greer. Do you think some of this work you're describing happened in the 20s and 30s or later?
I can't keep up with
my years. Right. Well, when you were 20, it would have been 1927, so you were there for sure working at 20.
Yeah, I worked at 37 years.
37 years. How old were you when you retired? Do you remember?
I had to retire when it bleeds. That's what I got now. Retired.
Do you remember what year that was?
Sometime I can, sometime I can't. I don't remember now what year it was. But I've been retired for a while.
Yeah, you have been. Okay. So, your legs, you said you have bad legs now. Do you think it's from standing and doing all that laundry work?
On that cement.
Standing on cement.
See, I was young and it just got me.
Yeah, that's a lot of hard work to do on that cement and use your legs. You were always on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
probably not much time to sit down or
anything. No.
Yeah, you had to work pretty much constantly. What time did you say you went to work in the morning?
8 o'clock.
So that was all day and sometimes mm-hmm. night.
Yeah.
For a whole big dollar.
Yeah. I think that's what we was getting.
That's
getting nothing for night. Uh-huh.
Okay. This is great. You said you thought, since you didn't go into school, you thought you started working there when you were about 15 and worked for 37 years, is what you think.
I think so.
And you really had to stop because of your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you did mostly housework in Clemson. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how long you did that, Mrs. Williams? Did you work for professors or anything like that? Is that who you worked mm-hmm. for? The different ones that taught at the school.
Uh-huh.
Any particular names or anybody you remember?
Yeah, there were Shelton and Abbott. Hey, just a lot of
mm-hmm. We were talking about celebrating Christmas and how we got on this, because you said that at work you never got time off for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any exchange of gifts anyway, even though you weren't off? Did Santa Claus come, or were there any stockings or anything?
You mean for the children?
Yeah, for the children.
Yeah, but I mean, we'd get we just had to pick out of us to go. You know, we couldn't just get off and go.
Uh-huh. To get off from work. Uh-huh. So I didn't know if you had any Santa Claus stockings.
Yeah, I worked on Saturdays too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She said she worked on Saturdays also. Mm. Did you miss every holiday and Thanksgiving and stuff like that too?
Well, I tell you, too, we ought to know when those days come around.
Because you all work?
Right.
So you really literally worked right through the year,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever celebrate any birthdays or anniversaries? How about gifts? Did family members ever give gifts to each other that you recall?
Yeah, we give gifts.
What would you give when you gave them gifts?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
Do you ever remember any hot suppers or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
How about cakewalks or auctions? Living here in Calhoun, and you live here all your lives, even since it's become Clemson, do you see your life or a black life here in Clemson, in Calhoun, as different from any of the other neighborhoods?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know, okay. All right, the next set of questions, I'm going to ask you each these questions separately. So, Ms. Williams, I think I'll start with you this time, since Ms. Greer has been just talking so much about her work. We'll let you talk a little while. Do you remember, actually both of you could answer this. You may have different opinions. What were your mother's most prized possessions? Do you remember anything that your mother really thought the most of? It doesn't have to be a thing. It, you know, it may have been, I don't want to put thoughts in your head, because it may have been children or whatever. Do you know what your mother prized the most? Do you, Mrs. Greer?
She would go to church.
Oh, she really thought a lot of going to church. Church meant a lot to her. That was something that was important to her. That's interesting. So she really was. Would she go more often, you mean, than just on Sundays?
Well, we would have a revival meeting.
Uh-huh.
And she was there.
She was big on revival. Mm-hmm. How often would you have a revival meeting?
Once a year.
Uh-huh. And where would they held?
Well, Abel would have theirs, and Gordon would have theirs. Different churches would have them different.
And she would go to both, maybe?
Well, when she could get there, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when she had was able to, right. How about, who preached at those revival meetings? Do you remember? Okay. What about your father? Do you know of any special prize thing for him? Something that meant a lot to your daddy? You said he worked over at the farm barn with the horses. Was there anything that he cared for or prized. Oh, how about his car? He must have prized his car, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to put that thought in your head, but I just thought of it. Can you think of something better or different? Am I telling you what to say? I don't mean to tell you what to say.
Oh.
But do you think that was maybe a prize
possession? Yeah.
Sure.
Especially being one of the first one to own one. Yeah. I kind of thought that might be special to him. Okay, can you think of anything else? When he got that car, do you know if he paid for it for cash or what? Whatever happened to it? How long did you have it?
I don't know about it either.
Huh?
I guess it's popped the first. And, come on by, baby.
What kind of a Ford was it? It was a Ford, but I mean, was it in one of the ones that's open? Open?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Open seat? Did it have a seat for the front and the back?
Two seats.
Was it a two-seater?
I mean, they were, seat
in
the back and
seat in
the front.
Oh, okay. So it was a four-seater then, a seat in the front, seat in the back. Was it a rumble seat or anything, or just the two seats?
Just
the two front and back seat cushions. Okay. Ms. Williams, when you were small, was there a child that you admired? I mean, not a child. When you were a child, was there someone that you admired the most or thought of a great deal?
No, I just loved them all.
You loved everybody, right?
Loved them all.
Okay, well, my next question is, there was an adult you liked the most? Because you might have admired somebody differently than you liked somebody. Was there anybody you liked more?
No.
Again, your answer to both questions. Mm-hmm. How about you, Ms. Greer? Was there someone you... Now, the question is, one is who you admire the most, and the other one is who did you like the most? But they're a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Can you...
Like everybody, I loved everybody.
But there wasn't any one special person
that
you looked up to or admired or that you liked especially? Okay. What about happy childhood moments? Did either of you have some special happy thing that you remember from your childhood that you still remember today that was special to you? How about you, Mrs. Greer? Mrs. Williams, did you have something?
It's all about the same.
About the same?
Mm-hmm.
Did either of you as a child have any feeling about being black? No? How about you, Mrs. Williams? Did you ever think about it or know about it?
No, I wasn't.
But how about...
Hello.
Hello. No, you're getting tired. How about whites? Did either of you as a child have any feeling about whites? And this was mostly all black neighborhoods, right? Were there any white children or anything that you played with? Or
no.
Anything like that?
I didn't.
Did you have any feeling? Well, of course, you had feeling later with your white boss. You weren't too crazy about him.
Well, he had everybody,
I guess he had a job to do, too,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
So you sort of figured that out, or maybe.
Yeah.
But he did sound like a fairly hard taskmaster. But do you have any other feeling about whites or any other whites?
No.
Okay. If there was one thing about your life that you could change, if you could think back and there's one thing that you could change, Ms. Greer, do you have any thoughts about that? What would you change about your life if you could have? I wonder if you're going to say not working so hard.
Sammy, I want to talk with you. I got something I want you to do.
I'm sorry, Ms. Greer. We were talking about one thing that you would change, and you really felt there.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
Okay. Working all right?
How about you, Ms. Williams? Is there anything about you?
Well, it was all right with me. They, I just done the work, and they...
Did what you had to do, huh? All right, before we finish, we're really done. I just want to make sure there wasn't anything about any of the older relatives or the people that worked up on the hill or anything, any story, or you don't know anything that was handed down or anything that was told to you about them? I can't really think of anything.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Well, thank you very much. This was very interesting, and I'm glad you all could... to chat with me. Thanks a lot.